live from the land of the free, because of the brave, this is Warbird Radio.
Our thanks to our friends at Aerospace Specialties, the industry standard for quality, craftsmanship, and precision. When it comes to handcrafted compound-formed Warbird parts, look no further than our friends at Aerospace Specialties. They've been doing this since 1971, and they're standing by now for your order. Aerospace Specialties, call them today, 304-647-5024. That's 304-647-5024. Now showing on AeroCinema.com.
What America did for me, I treasure deep in my heart. I never dared to dream that someday I would be wearing the uniforms of two great air forces, that I would complete three distinguished military schools, accumulating some 8,000 flying hours in some 85 different types of aircraft. Yes, I was able to really achieve and accomplish all this with the opportunity given to me by Uncle Sam and the American people. And my gratitude to this great country is too great to express in words how I feel in my heart.
The Logbook Series featuring Steve Paisanos, available now at AeroCinema.com. Hey, it's Matt from Warbird Radio Live. Listen, if you're trying to find something special for one of your aviation buddies, visit us online at warbirdradio.com/deals, D-E-A-L-S, warbirdradio.com/deals for some great offers from aviation memorabilia, just the cool stuff that all pilots will enjoy. You can find it at warbirdradio.com/deals. And remember, every dollar that you spend there on the deals page or even in through our Amazon store, which is on the right side of the screen there, it helps keep the station on the air. And boy, every penny helps, and we certainly appreciate your business. WarbirdRadio.com/deals.
You're strapped in to Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
The following broadcast may not be suitable for anyone. Consider yourself warned. This is Hartman and Hill.
Hello! Warbird Radio, hello. This is Patrick Starfish Hilt.
And I'm Mike Hartman, and welcome to the Hartman and Hilt Show. In the mailroom, as usual, we have Andy Ace Hines with us.
Hello.
And really quickly, we have a special guest out here at Moraine Air Park from the Waco Hangar. Patrick, what's
yes.
his name?
Matt
Vandervoort.
Vandervoort, Matthew Vandervoort. He's actually a new resident here at Moraine Air Park down here. Going to be working on some airplanes, I guess. Is that what you're doing?
Yep, just getting a maintenance hangar going, doing annuals, whatever, everything from fabric to light twins and whatever you want us to work on.
And do you have a company name there, Matt? We
yes.
need a name here, Matt.
It is Buckeye Aviation.
Buckeye Aviation. Now, what'd you go with that name?
It seemed to fit. We're both Ohio guys, and my partner and myself.
That put you on the spot.
I put him on the spot.
Buckeye Aviation. Yeah, that's a good name. It's a good name.
Are you guys on F-Book? Facebook.
The Facebook.
Yes, we are.
All Did right. you like the Warbird Radio?
I have.
Awesome. He is definitely a fan of the Warbird Radio.
That's good.
That is
That's
very good. Good. So.
That's good. Andy, did you say hi? Yeah, you did.
Andy said hi. Back to being quiet.
I'll say it again.
No.
I.
Okay.
I
talking again.
So, Pat, we're down here at I-73 on a Tuesday night, and you never know who's going to show up. And thank you, Matt. And once again, that's Buckeye Aviation. They're down here at Moraine Air Park now. That's I-73. Pat?
Yes?
What do we got going on today? How you doing?
I am doing great. Got me a nice cigar here. Gave me a little hangar talk, you know, the good fun stuff. Got to see an airplane fly a little bit ago.
Second show.
Yes.
What airplane?
Second show. It was a 1940, I believe. 40, 41.
40.
40. 1940 Porterfield.
Ah, and that is owned by Dave Reichert.
Dave Reichert, he is a new resident also here at Moraine Park. He's somewhere walking around saying hi to everybody, I guess. I don't know.
Well, hey, Dave!
Dave! All right, we'll get to him later. Who cares?
Okay, but so we've got someone who was involved with the airplane.
Yes, we do. He is our own personal mailroom man. Andy Hines, how was it flying down and picking up the Porterfield?
Ace.
Well, flying Hines. Down, it's... It was great because it was in a Navion and it was quick.
Mm.
It was down near Glasgow, Kentucky.
Glasgow. Now, is that close to Summershade?
Yes, it is. Summershade right. is actually about right where it was at.
Really?
Shade of the Summer.
I know the Summershade very well.
Very and, beautiful area.
Very nice.
Very nice area.
It's off of the river.
Yeah, it starts to get hilly down there.
It's got some
did
trees.
You, did you fly
did
over
you
the
see
hills?
Some hills?
Oh, yes, we did.
And trees?
Yes.
How close were you to them?
I never got above 2,000 foot on the way home.
Holy cow.
So you got to see some beautiful scenery.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yep. It was absolutely gorgeous coming back. We had to stop twice for gas.
Oh, wow. Twice?
Well, the only reason, because there was no gas where we were at.
Okay.
And so we had about 5 gallons of gas total in the airplane.
How many does it hold?
13.5.
And what size engine is that?
A 65 Lycoming.
A 65? Now, okay, I know the Continental is a 65.
Right.
Just Lycoming came out with a 65 back then?
Yes, Lycoming had the 65 as well. However, the Continental is a true 65 horsepower. The Lycoming is really only 65 horsepower at full throttle.
Oh, really?
Once you get back to cruise speed, you're about 55 horse.
So it's not a great performer, as you would say.
No, no.
Good solo airplane, I would say.
Yes, as long as you have a nice long runway.
Nice long runway
yeah.
to take
mm-hmm.
off.
And ladies and gentlemen, if I may interrupt, we have the owner of the Porterfield here.
Is it Dave? Dave? Dave Riker?
Dave Riker.
Is that Pork Chop Dave?
Come on in here, Dave.
Dave, how are you, sir? Come on in here. Say hello to the folks.
Oh, I'm fine.
Doing all right, huh?
I'm doing all right.
Looks like you're a little shook up still from that flight you just took.
Yeah, I'm shaking in my boot.
Yeah? Get a little closer to
get a little closer to the mic.
Lean in a little
come
bit
on,
here,
lean on in here.
So yeah, this is kind of like I'm sitting in a porterfield.
So yes. Dave, this is your first airplane. And
the first one I
okay.
owned.
And why don't you tell us where you learned to fly?
I learned to fly at Waynesville.
Waynesville Airport, Red Stewart Airport, our friends down there.
Definitely.
Give
a great,
shout
great
out to
airport,
them.
Great airport to learn how to fly.
And what'd you learn to fly in?
7AC champ.
A 7AC champ, ladies and gentlemen.
How?
A
Ronca champ.
Does it compare even the Porterfield? Is it a different airplane completely?
No.
Okay, no.
Good.
Really?
Good.
But it flies like an airplane, right?
It flies like an airplane.
Flies like an airplane.
When you push left, it goes left.
It flies like an airplane.
You pull back, it goes down, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's exactly how it
exactly
flies.
How it does it.
Correct.
Exactly.
I know this.
Nice.
Because I've got my license.
We do it that
I've
way.
I've been trained.
Yes.
To fly.
To fly.
Not professionally.
Okay.
But we were close.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway, Dave.
Yes.
You must be pretty darn excited.
I'm very happy to have this airplane.
That is great. And from what I hear, it's going to be in a hangar for a little while here.
Yes, I understand the weather is not going to be happy tomorrow.
Okay.
So no flying
okay.
for tomorrow.
And folks, this is a beautiful airplane.
Oh, yes. I would have to say it's a beautiful blue. It's got, silver wings.
Right.
Very, very pretty.
Original
very nice.
Paint scheme for a Porterfield.
I couldn't say much about it, except for it is a very nice looking airplane. One thing I did see that was really interesting, the trim. The trim is connected to, I believe, the control stick, correct?
Yes.
And it's like a little crank, little knob kind of little thing. Very interesting.
Yes. Small, little, cranky thing. Kind of like you.
Kind of hard.
Hey! Someone's,
all right.
Someone's definitely coming to the
good
show.
One. Coming from the Riker. That's
yep.
a Tuesday night down here at Moraine.
Can't
anything
get any better
goes.
Than that.
Jeez. Well, Dave, I understand you have a fuel bill you need to pay. So head on up there. Do your thing. It was great having you
put
here.
Put it on Andy's account. He won't mind.
Yeah, put it on Andy Hines.
Andy Hines' account.
Mailroom.
Yeah, definitely. If you want to come down and fly Moraine Airport, just remember, it's on Andy Hines.
And, folks, we're going to take a little break here, but before we go, once again, Moraine is a real class act. Lots of history here. We've had everybody from Neil Armstrong, Chuck Yeager,
oh, yes.
Tibbetts was here,
yep.
Kittinger. We've had
air shows.
Scott Crossfield.
Scott Crossfield has been here. Let's see.
Jeff Skiles.
Jeff Skiles has been. We've
co-pilot
had so
on
many
the
people
Hudson
here.
Flight.
Yes, yes, co-pilot on the Hudson flight.
We've had everybody. We've had Blue Angels here, folks. Anyway, come on down to Moraine Airpark on a Tuesday night. Check us out.
Come down any night. Come down any night. It's a great show. Any night coming down here. You know that, Mike. Come on. Great. Any night.
Any night. All right. Any night.
Any night.
Okay, we're going to break, folks.
Right back.
This is Hartman and Hilt on Warbird Radio.
Meet Miss Evelyn. She's been eating Tommy's hot dog salad for years. In fact, she's the one who invented it.
Well, my daddy was a coal miner way back when, and he used to tell me, he'd say, Evelyn, darling, I want something that'll last me from lunchtime all the way to breakfast time because your mom is cooking so bad. So one morning I woke up and I made daddy some famous hot dog salad that I'd learned how to make back in high school. And he said, well, daddy, darling, what's this? And I said, well, daddy, it's Evelyn's hot dog salad. He said, Evelyn, nobody wants nothing named after a fat girl. That just sounds awful. Evelyn's hot dog salad. I said, well, Daddy, we'll call it Tommy's Hot Dog Salad, named after him, Tommy. And it just caught on. You know, people just said, what's that? It's just so good. And I said, well, it's Tommy's Hot Dog Salad.
Try a fresh hot bowl of Tommy's Hot Dog Salad tonight. It's available in two flavors, El Tommy Tom Tom Fiesta and our traditional Tommy's Choice, both made with pure 100% hot dog meat. Try a bowl today, and you'll be saying,
it's just so good.
Have a question for Hartman and Hilt? Simply post it in the comments section on warbirdradio.com for this show story, and Hartman and Hilt will respond to it in their next show. If Facebook's your style, find them at facebook.com/warbirdradio.
Hello, Warbird Radio.
Welcome back to the Hartman and Hilt Show.
That's right.
I'm Mike Buzzard Hartman.
And I'm Patrick Starfish Hill here, and we got Andy still in the mail room back there. Going to be doing some questions here that he got off the site there on Warbird Radio and on Facebook, a book from a couple of the fans that we've got. I just wanted to start out. I heard that you had a little interview, Mike, with Mr. Jolly the other day.
Oh, yes, Matt Jolly to kick off the show.
Yes, I heard that he woke you up about, what, 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, 1 o'clock, crack of noon, 1 o'clock. Yeah, it was terrible. It was very early.
Was that early for you, sir?
For the buzz man.
I mean, yeah. I couldn't get a hold of me. I was at work, of course, but I just found it interesting. I did not know I was a co-host of this show.
Well, of course you're a co-host.
I'm a co-host?
Well, I mean,
then why did you get called the host?
I'm your co-host.
You're
my co-host.
Oh,
We're co-hosting.
Oh, we are.
Hello.
Oh.
That's the definition.
I love
you. If you were on the show,
I love you,
he would have said you were a host of Warbird.
I just wanted to just let you know this. I love you.
Okay.
Okay.
I love you too.
Co-host?
Co-hosting.
Co-host.
Shake.
High five
Shaking.
Over the radio.
High five over the radio.
Over the radio.
Over the radio.
Andy in the mailroom. Go ahead. What do the people want to ask us? What do they want to talk about?
Well, you had a gal write in, Lydia, and she wanted to know the question. Would you rather push G's or pull G's?
Well, Patrick, you start out.
Pushing G's and pulling G's seems a lot like the same thing to me, really, if you think about it. Pushing G's, pulling G's, pulling G's. My airplane definitely pulls a lot of G's. It's a lot of money to fire that airplane up and go fly. That's all I can tell you. Pushing G's, it ain't making me no damn money, I can tell you that much. But what about you? Push
or
pull?
I just want to clarify this.
Okay.
A G unit.
Oh.
Like right now.
It's not money.
No.
Oh.
You are sitting at 1G.
So I'm like moving supersonic fast.
No, you're sitting, well, I mean, you know, the world's turning fast. But you are sitting at 1G. What you weigh now is what you weigh.
Okay.
When we're talking about pulling Gs.
Yes.
Let's say we bank the airplane into a steep turn at a high speed.
Okay.
And we pull back on the stick.
Okay.
We're going to increase G's.
Okay.
2 G's.
Okay.
Is you weighing 2 times more than you weigh now.
That's a ton.
3 G's. And so on and so forth.
Wow.
That's pulling G's.
Hmm.
So, me, as far as I'm concerned, well, in a WACO, you can pull or push G's. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you about pushing G's as an airplane starts up in the back.
Hey, look at that. That's a little Grumman.
A little Grumman.
It pushes a lot of G's.
A little Grumman.
Not really.
A little Grumman. You know their nose wheel doesn't steer.
It doesn't?
It doesn't.
What do they use?
Hang on, folks.
We got an airplane moving in the ground.
There it goes. All right. Okay.
I hope you let the oil pressure build up on that first.
That's Brad. He's taxing that out. Anyway, I'm going to talk about pushing G's in a WACO. And I'm going to talk specifically about Freddie Lund back in the day. Freddie Lund was an air show aviator, and he flew a WACO taperwing. And folks, he was the first civilian aviator to do an outside loop, and that is definitely pushing G's. And I believe Andy's seen a video of an F-2 doing an outside loop. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. And that is Chuck Doyle doing a outside loop in his WACO F-2.
Beautiful airplane.
Now, wait, doesn't Chuck Doyle own the Stearman?
Yes.
Okay, turquoise. Turquoise. Like, everything I've seen of his is turquoise. The Peach-18. His dad had a P-51. Does he still have the P-51?
No.
Man, I would love to have seen that. I saw a picture of it, actually, on the internet today, of the P-51. It was like a P-51, a Stearman. I don't think I saw the Beach 18, but it looked like
Mooney Mite, maybe? It was like a small aerobatic-looking airplane.
Oh, he has a Stitz Playboy.
It was not a biplane.
No, it's a little low-wing airplane.
Yes,
it's a Stitz Playboy.
Really?
There's a decathlon.
And then he has a decathlon.
Really?
And also a Travel Air. The Travel Air is not painted turquoise, though.
Hmm.
And then he also has the Waco F2.
The F2.
Nice.
I did have the pleasure of seeing, and so did you, Mike, at Broadhead last year, the Stearman, the 450 Stearman.
Beautiful airplane, Chuck.
Beautiful
Stearman.
Beautiful. It's a shame he didn't let us fly it.
I can understand why not.
Why?
Because he wants to keep it beautiful.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
All right, pushing and pulling G's.
Yes.
And obviously you could pull G's in a Waco as well. Let's talk Lijack. He did all kinds of crazy stuff in the taper wing. He did Lumshavox. He did snap rolls. He did all kinds of crazy things. You had Jimmy Franklin taking a Waco through its loop paces. And guess what? One of his famous maneuvers was an upside down, or let's see, inverted spin.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Inverted flat spin.
Inverted exactly. Flat spin.
He even did that in a gent Waco. Pretty crazy.
Is that the one where we went,
Exactly.
I saw that video.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Folks!
I'm going for pushing G's.
I'm
going
to say I like to push.
I like to push. I mean, all money aside, pushing is probably a lot more fun.
It hurts. It hurts your head, but it's fun.
It's it's over.
But anyway.
But it's pretty fun.
Okay.
Andy, do we have any more questions in the bag for the folks?
And thank you, Lydia.
Thank you, Lydia, for writing in. Definitely, keep sending questions in. A couple topics we can talk about. Definitely put you on the radio. Looks like we got ourselves a Navion taking off out there. That right there, my friend. Turning money into noise. Great stuff.
That's a Ryan Navion. That's not a North American.
What's the difference?
Two different companies.
Oh, that makes sense.
Same airplane, basically. And we'll wait till he kind of gets out of the way here. He's got a lot of background. Beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful. Sun's starting to go down out here.
It is
Moraine.
So pretty.
Got a nice silhouette of the Navion. That, friends, is considered a warbird.
Mm.
Andy, what was the military designation of the Navion?
Yes.
An L-17.
An L-17, Andy. How many of those were in service?
I don't have any idea.
We stumped Andy?
I would say probably less than 100.
Less than 100 in service.
That's
if anybody knows that number,
write it in. We'll put it on the radio.
Or Facebook, warbird.com on Facebook.
Facebook.com.
And here
looks
comes
like it's
Navion.
Coming back around. Yes, sir. He's having some fun.
He's having a little fun, ladies and gentlemen. He's buzzing around like crazy. And that's what's great about here at I-73. You've always got something happening.
Definitely.
Andy, getting back to you.
What do we got?
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Are you okay today?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
How did you feel after the flying just a little bit ago?
Fine.
Felt great?
Fine, yeah. I took Dave up and rode with him for his first flight in the Porterfield.
Yeah.
And showed him some of the little quirky things about it and let him do most of the flying. And
you know, we're done with the Porterfield.
Well, I am sorry. I had to ask because he looked a little rattled.
He did.
A little shook up.
Well, then let's go right into wheel landing versus three-point landing.
Wheel landing versus three-point. Well, three-point landings over main gear or wheel landings, as you
wheel
call
landings.
It? Wheel landings. I mean, I prefer the nose gear landings myself. I learned in the Cessna 172, so I have to say the nose wheel landing is probably the best way to land.
He needs to be off the show at this point.
What are you talking about?
Right? Because I fly
a Funk. Come on, you gotta make some slack here.
This is Warbird Radio, and you know we got a lot of warbirds out there that do have a nose gear.
Yeah, they do have a nose gear. T28, thank you very much.
And the Ryan Fireball.
Fireball!
Send buzzard to Chino.
Chino.
Okay.
Gotta find it.
Something about the fireball is I flew one once.
Did you really, Eddie?
Ernie?
I always mess up his name.
Ernie's our local crop duster pilot. Ernie, I don't think you really flew one.
Yes, I did. I was in the hangar drinking one night, and I flew the fireball.
Ernie, you did not fly a Fireball.
Yeah, I did, because it had a big jet engine on it, and it had a radial engine on the front.
Okay, just because you looked at it and you sat in it doesn't mean you flew it. Well, you were drunk, you know.
Actually, it was a rubber band powered airplane that I put a bottle rocket on.
Thank you, Ernie.
God.
Thank you, Lordy.
How does Ernie. He get in this place?
Seriously. I don't know. He's always walking in somehow.
Guy's stumbling around like crazy. Look at him out there.
Okay. When you say nose wheel landing, do you mean you land on the nose wheel?
No, I do not land on the nose wheel. I'm just used to those Cessna 172s I learned in. But I fly the Funk. Myself, personally, I like the three-point land. I feel I got a lot more control. Wheel landing's fun. Kind of helps you train, I think, for a little bit of crosswinds. But I like the three-point. What about you, Mike?
Well, folks, this is an argument that has gone on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. As far as I'm concerned, it's not even an argument. The way I look at it is, it depends on the airplane. How many DC-3s do you see doing three-point landings? Okay. It depends on the airplane. And some people say in a crosswind they like to wheel land the airplane, put the upwind wheel down. Other people like to put all the rubber on the ground, still touch down on the upwind wheel, but get the tail down. Start steering as quick as you can. Whatever you're comfortable with. Some people just do it to show off. Some people get... Once they do a wheel landing, they like it so much that they do it all the time. Other people do a wheel landing, it scares the heck out of them, and they never do it again. You can become proficient in both.
Now, what's your thought about doing a three-point and then, whoo, shoving that stick forward and then going into the wheel landing? What's your thoughts
that
on that?
That is improper technique.
Really?
If you touch down
on
all three wheels,
yes,
you should just get the stick back, hold it there, and you're good.
And finish it.
Yeah. Now, I mean, you can push it up.
I've seen it.
If you're doing a flying farmer routine.
Really?
Yes. Something like that.
You know? I've seen the tail bounce and come back up, and that's a wheel landing.
Well, that means you're not doing it properly.
Oh, yeah, well, I've seen it. I didn't say I did. I said I saw
it. Andy, what do you think?
What do you think, Andy?
Well, I'm again, there's that same old school that people like to do it both ways, and myself, I prefer, well, what? Okay, you guys are laughing at me again.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
It's hangar talk at its best.
I prefer to do a three-point landing. When I fly the Waffle Cabin, I prefer to get it slowed up, get it on the ground, and get it steering, you know, all three at the same time. Just because it's got such a big slab-sided fuselage and not a lot of rudder, you know, below about 30 miles an hour, you really don't have any rudder.
And do you see other cabin people that wheel land it too as well?
Yeah, there are some that wheel land it, but I would say probably the majority of them three-point.
Yeah.
And, you know, but it's, again, it's whatever your preference is, whatever you're used to doing. So there is no right or wrong.
So basically the debate of which is right and which one's wrong. It looks like we got a phone call coming in.
Hello!
Is it Willie?
Yes, it's me, Wild Willie.
Willie, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
It's great to hear your voice.
I heard that you guys are talking about wheel landings and tail wheel landings.
Well, you've got great experience, so you'd be the man to ask. What do you think?
Put the damn thing on the ground and keep it there. I'm out.
Well, that was Willie.
That was Wild Willie. He's 97 years old.
Great guy.
Flew air shows. Yep. In a Waco taper wing.
Yep.
With a 440 right on it. Nobody knows who he is, though. That's the amazing part. We'll talk to Willie at another time.
Very, very secretive kind of guy. Seen that guy cash a 12-pack in about an hour.
Yes, he's a big drinker.
Yes,
I hear someone coming.
I hear someone coming, too. They're walking around the bend.
Is someone out there?
We'll have to see if someone's... Well,
Dave,
someone,
can you check for us out
Dave,
there?
Can you see
we're going to talk with Porterfield Dave, who walked by here. He's gonna see who's out there.
He's
going to
check and do some recon
yes,
for us.
We're at Moraine Air Park. It could be anybody.
You never know.
You never know.
Never know.
Who it is.
Ever.
One time it was Elvis.
Really?
Not really.
Really? No, it wasn't. I missed Elvis?
Well, yeah.
Dave,
why didn't you email Tommy?
Oh, it's Brad?
Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, Brad.
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 He's way out there.
He's way out there. So Brad's not going to talk to us.
We'll talk to Brad some other time. He's one of our A&P mechanics.
So, like we were saying, wheel landings, 3 points, your choice.
I say become proficient in them. If the airplane requires one or the other, do it one or the other way, you know.
I would agree. I think doing the wheel landings
Because there's certainly a difference between landing on pavement versus landing on grass, too.
That would be a good segment.
That would be a good segment.
We're going to do that next week.
Next week?
Next week.
Grass over pavement?
Over pavement.
That would be a good topic.
And I'd like
about.
To say real quick, in the T6, people say, why don't you wheel in or tail wheel or three-point landing?
Yeah.
Well, we did both. We flew from the back seat, so we wheel landed it a lot. We flew in the front, put it on all three. Anyway, we'll be back after these messages.
From our sponsors.
Yes.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife. This is Hartman and Hilt.
Live from the land of the free. Because of the brave. This is Warbird Radio.
Our thanks to our friends at Aerospace Specialties, the industry standard for quality, craftsmanship, and precision. When it comes to handcrafted compound-formed Warbird parts, look no further than our friends at Aerospace Specialties. They've been doing this since 1971, and they're standing by now for your order. Aerospace Specialties, call them today, 304-647-5024. That's 304-647-5024. Now showing on AeroCinema.com.
What America did for me, I treasure deep in my heart. I never dared to dream that someday I would be wearing the uniforms of two great air forces, that I would complete three distinguished military schools, accumulating some 8,000 flying hours and some 85 different types of aircraft. Yes, I was able to really achieve and accomplish all this with the opportunity given to me by Uncle Sam and the American people. And my gratitude to this great country is too great to express in words how I feel in my heart.
The Logbook Series featuring Steve Paisanos. Available now at AeroCinema.com. Hey, it's Matt from Warbird Radio Live. Listen, if you're trying to find something special for one of your aviation buddies, visit us online at warbirdradio.com/deals, D-E-A-L-S, warbirdradio.com/deals for some great offers from aviation memorabilia, just the cool stuff that all pilots will enjoy. You can find it at warbirdradio.com/deals. And remember, every dollar that you spend there on the deals page or even through our Amazon store, which is on the right side of the screen there, it helps keep the station on the air. And boy, every penny helps, and we certainly appreciate your business. Warbirdradio.com/deals.
You're strapped in to Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
Hello,
Warbird Radio. That was probably the longest hello I think I've ever heard. I'm Patrick Hilt.
I am Mike Buzzard Hartman.
Andy, you're in the phone booth here.
Phone booth.
I think we've upgraded him.
Have we?
We've upgraded him to the phone booth from the mailbag. Hell, he's got a desk.
That's true, but is there room for a mailbag in a phone booth?
You never know.
Yes. Can you pack your lunch in there?
Can you pack your lunch, Andy? I don't
it's
think
it's probably
so.
One of those old school phones, since Andy's into the
one of them cranks.
Hello. Give me Centerville 197.
I need to call home. So that's how we make some calls back then.
Operator.
Hello, Margie. We need to make a call.
Okay. Here's your party.
Who?
Your party.
Your party.
Not your potty.
Not your potty.
No, it was a...
Have to go to the bathroom.
No, it was a... It was a
I go around the back and use that side of the wall.
It was an accent.
I usually use Andy's tire.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
All right, speaking of Andy.
Andy, you were just bringing up a little bit on something about when we were on break about some airplane that just started flying down in Virginia. What is this airplane?
It's Warbird time, folks.
Warbird time.
That would be the de Havilland... Mosquito at the fighter factory.
De Havilland Mosquito at the fighter factory. Tell us a little bit about the De Havilland Mosquito.
Now, I know the De Havilland Beaver, correct? Same company, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm all about the Beaver. Yeah. So I'm all about the De Havilland
Beaver. A lot
later,
yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So the Mosquito...
Is all wood.
Is all wood.
All wood.
Even the skin.
Yep.
The skin is wood.
Yep.
Well, what's power in that puppy, Andy?
Two Rolls-Royce Merlins.
Rolls-Royce Merlins. Very good engines, so to speak.
Same engine in the P-51 Mustang?
Correct.
Awesome. I knew that one.
Two of them.
Two of them.
That's nice.
Does it do the whistle thing? Because I'm pretty sure everybody loves the P-51 for that.
Hey, Pat.
That sounds like two of them flying in formation.
Oh. You know, which airplane is synonymous with the whistle?
The B-51.
No, they called it Whistling Death.
What was that?
Does anyone know that? What was called Whistling Death?
What was called Whistling Death? I don't know.
The Corsair.
I was going to answer it. And
jeez, Andy!
Andy from the mailroom.
Always. Need to find the gag ball again?
We need the gag ball.
We need the gag ball.
Oh, my goodness.
But we have to wait till after the show.
Andy, that was a good answer.
Good answer, Andy.
What was the... I always ask this question to you. What was the armament on the Mosquito? What did that thing have shooting?
Machine guns.
Okay, do you know what caliber?
And or cannon.
And or cannon, okay.
Yeah.
What?
Depending on the version.
What was the role of this aircraft?
Well, they used them for different things.
Okay.
High altitude reconnaissance.
High altitude, in
high altitude.
High altitude. Oh, okay. So I guess we're not giving numbers tonight.
40,000 feet.
40,000 feet.
Holy cow! I've never been that high.
That's 40. 40?
40?
You could have a party.
A party.
See?
Really?
Uh-huh.
Gonna
party at 4,000.
Gonna have one of them bombs, you know.
It's gotta be cold up there.
What do they call those? Boeing bombs. I'm gonna drop one of them.
Lordy, I'll tell you what.
What?
Andy, did they ever use them as a night fighter?
Yeah, they were used as night fighters. They were used as low-level strafing and bombing that way.
Okay, now how were they for protection? If they were covered in wood, made out of wood, they had to have been shot down left and right.
Well, they were fast. That was the key.
Oh, really?
Yep. They were very, very fast.
And they were
definitely the fastest British twin engine.
Hmm. Well, good. And who's the curator? Who's taking care of this airplane? Who's flying?
Well, this is the fighter factory.
Oh, the fighter factory we did mention.
In Virginia, and they're just brought the airplane over here about 3 weeks ago to a month. It'd been restored down in New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
And they've reassembled the airplane here, and they just test flew it here in the last week or so.
Well, thank you, Fighter Factory.
Fighter Factory, thank you very much. I think there's actually, Matt's got a picture of that on Warboard Radio.
Who's Matt?
Matt Jolly.
Oh, our producer.
Yes.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
How you doing? Good to see you.
Make sure you put a link in there for that on our page. Fighter Factory.
And remember, people, I want pictures of the Ryan Fireball
in Chino.
That's right. We've got to get there to see this.
Got to see it.
If that's where it is, if anybody has information, if that's not where it's sitting, if it's in a barn in New Jersey,
we'll go there.
Let's get there.
I mean, I got to work, but I'm pretty sure I got some vacation time.
Anything for the Fireball.
Fireball.
Fire. Got to want it.
People. Got to need it.
Got to need it.
Got to have it.
You know what I got to have right now?
What is that?
You know, one of those pops.
What do they call those?
I don't know what those things are. You know, they're very cool, and they're good on hot days.
A pop on a hot day.
Like a popsicle.
Like a... Oh, jeez.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello.
This is Bill Cosby. It's called the Jell-O Pudding Pop to the beautiful people out there on the radio. Make sure you get the pudding in the pop for the pudding pop. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Cosby calling in about the pudding pop.
That was pretty amazing.
You never know who's going to show up on this show.
That's true.
Bill Cosby, Ernie.
We had Ernie.
Wild Willie.
We had Dave Riker. We've got the
Matt Vandervoort.
Vandervoort,
the Buckeye Aviation. He's down here now working on planes.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like a nonstop fun factory.
We really would like to get a lot of people down here.
Definitely. Come on down and see us Tuesday nights or any night. Any night's great too. When it's not raining and no crosswinds, because you know I don't fly in a crosswind. I don't.
Which will be another topic one of these days.
Crosswinds?
Crosswind landings.
That would be a good topic.
Crosswind landings in a funk.
Yes.
There is nothing wrong with flying crosswind landings in a funk.
But
you just gotta know what the limitations are. And we'll talk about that another time. He had to bring that up, didn't he?
He did.
He did. Gag ball.
Gag ball.
Gag ball
Gag
Andy.
Gag ball the Andy.
Talking about picking on that, Patrick.
My gosh, I tell you.
Easy peasy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Fashion.
Oh, yes.
We're talking fashion.
I have a good idea about this when we're done with this topic.
Okay.
It involves Andy. I'm going to put him on the spot on the radio.
Okay.
And to try and get an answer from him.
That'd be
hopefully,
nice.
Hopefully he'll say yes.
Fashion for me starts for a pilot.
at the underwear.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
No, I wear those on the outside.
You do?
Yes.
Oh.
I have a picture of it. I'll actually post it sometime.
That's true.
No, for me, it starts with...
the socks.
No.
Oh.
Damn it, Michael.
Okay.
It starts with... the glasses.
The glasses.
Everybody always has to talk about the aviators. The Ray-Bans.
The watch?
No, of course not. It's not the watch. It's never the watch. The watch is just an accessory piece to the face.
I thought it'd be more of an accessory face to the arm.
No, you're getting off. No. It's the face. It's all about the face. The moneymaker. The face.
Oh, facial fashion.
Yes.
Okay.
Sunglasses.
The underwear.
No. The sunglasses.
Okay. The sunglasses.
Ray-Bans.
Okay.
Oakleys.
Okay.
Randolph aviators.
Ray-Bans? Did I say Ray-Bans already?
Yes.
I did say Ray-Bans. Blue blockers. Old school blue blockers. I think Andy's brother Pete wears those, actually.
Yes.
They're kind of weird. Andy, there was a brand you were talking about earlier. What was that brand of...
Bausch & Lomb.
Bausch & Lomb. They don't just make contacts, I guess.
Quick backstory on that.
Yes.
Bausch & Lomb actually made the Ray-Ban.
Really?
They're the ones that came out with the aviator sunglasses. And they owned the company. They wanted sunglasses that produced less glare. And they ground the glass in a way where there was less glare on the glasses. And that was Bausch & Lomb that actually came out with those Ray-Ban sunglasses we're so familiar with.
Really, the aviators.
No longer Bausch & Lomb, though.
Hmm.
They are now Luxottica.
Luxottica.
Yes, but if you could find Bausch & Lomb, they're more expensive and they're better, I think.
One thing I wish they would make, Ray-Bans, aviators, and a prescription lens.
I don't know if they do that or not.
I asked, and they don't.
They don't.
If you can prove me wrong, please send me that.
Can we get some Ray-Bans and a prescription, people?
I would love to have that.
Need them.
I need those.
Patrick looks good in Ray-Bans.
I do look good in Ray-Bans. I look really good in Ray-Bans. Andy, what do you usually use for sunglasses?
I never wear them just because of the fact that I wear glasses. So I have to have something prescription as well.
Andy could use prescription glasses.
Ray-Bans. You would buy prescriptions?
A pair of Ray-Ban prescription sunglasses.
What about Randolph aviators?
I would buy anything that would work well in flying.
Okay, now we see all these movies. We see these movies. You know, Top Gun. What was that one with the Red Tails? They're all wearing the aviators. Andy, how far back do you think they actually go? What do you think was the start of those style of sunglasses? Was it just for pilots?
Yes. Yeah, Army Air Corps.
Really?
Yeah, Army Air Corps is where it started.
Was it kind of like a standard issue kind of thing they gave to their pilots? Really?
Yes, it was.
I did not know that.
Yep.
That is something new.
So that'd be a good thing for our listeners. Write in what kind of sunglasses you wear. What is your face fashion?
What is your face? I like that face.
Face fashion.
I like my lip pierced and my tongue pierced. I went for the eyebrow one time, but it didn't look good on me. I didn't have the structure for for that kind of piercing.
Wow.
What?
That's intense facial fashion.
Yes, it is.
I would interfere with your radio in the airplane.
No, it would not.
You'd have to shield your face.
What are you talking about? Shield my face?
You'd need a facial shield.
Oh, my
God. A big rubber mask over his
face. Yeah, or else it'd be like... I get it. You just don't want me to talk when I'm flying.
No, you'll be able to talk. It's just shielded, like a shielded.
You guys ought to make fun of me already. Funk 777.
Yes, Patrick on the radio is funny.
No, it's not.
You just brought it up.
You guys make fun of me for it.
Funk 77737.
I don't say it like that, Mike.
26. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! I do not say it like that. Sometimes I shorten down to Funk 737.
Nice.
I like that.
Nice. That is
coming in the lane on 26.
26.
That's right.
37.
That's our runways. 26 and 8.
That's awesome.
Here at Marine Park.
Here is what I was talking about earlier, ladies.
But wait a minute. Let me interject.
He's interrupting us. Look at this guy.
Always.
Every time.
We'll get to you.
Is announcing on Unicom, like if we're coming in as a flight of two.
Yes.
With the rear one in the funk.
Yes.
And I get to say funk and rear wind.
Funk and rear wind. Funk and rear wind.
I'm downwind.
Now that's funny. That's not censorable. That's fine.
That's fine.
Funk and rear wind.
Funk and rear wind.
Funk and rear wind. I'm downwind.
I'm downwind. Come in the lane.
Clear the runway.
You know, actually, that kind of makes it funny to talk about clearing the runway. Didn't you two at one point or someone fly into Broadhead and have to do a go-around because there was something on the runway?
Another airplane.
And what was that airplane, Andy?
Which time?
The old airplane.
Yes, I was flying Bill Knight's Waco RNF.
Okay.
And I was coming in to land, and there was a 1909 Blériot there, owned by Chad Willie.
Okay.
With a three-cylinder Anzani engine on it. And it was evening time. And so Chad was making hops up and down the runway in the Blériot for everybody to see. So I can actually say I had to go around because there was a Blériot on the runway.
Not many people get to say that.
Nope.
Not many people.
Nope.
A Blériot on the runway.
That is amazing. That just blows me away. I'm excited.
You don't seem excited. You don't look excited. I was excited. That's kind of cool. I don't think I'll ever get to say there's a Blériot on the runway. You got to do a go-around.
I'd like to say there's a P-61 on the runway.
That'll never happen.
A Black Widow.
That'll never happen.
If you will.
That will never happen.
I'd like to talk about the Black Widow on another show.
We will probably talk about the Black Widow on another show.
Because
your favorite airplane.
It never gets any credit.
Well, because look at it.
It's a great airplane.
Really?
We'll get to it. Here's my fashion thing.
Okay.
Since we're talking fashion.
Okay, we're talking fashion.
All right, guys. Here's what I'm thinking. Now, size-wise, I don't know what to come up with, but this is Andy here is a good artist.
Oh,
And what I'd like to do...
I know where you're going with this.
Is have Andy do up a jacket.
Yes.
And it can be a Warbird Radio, Hartman & Hilt thing, but do up a jacket, and I will provide the jacket. We will put that on Warbird Radio.
Yes.
And we will raffle it off.
Hey!
And this will be an Andy Hines signed jacket.
Yes.
With artwork on it.
I've seen his work. He's amazing. Amazing when it comes to artwork.
And then you can walk around in your own aviator flight jacket painted by Andy. Hey, Andy, what do you think? Since I got you on the spot, we can raffle that puppy.
Do you think you could help us out with that?
On Warbird Radio.
And what are you going to do with the money? Send Mike to Chino!
Send Mike to Chino!
I need to see the fireball!
See the fireball. Hey, we could even put a Warbird Radio patch right on the left breast there.
And they are trying to get us to Oshkosh.
We're definitely trying to make it to Oshkosh. You know, we've got a couple friends out there that we need to talk to, some air show pilots. You know,
yep.
They need to brush up on a couple things, and we're going to help them out with that.
Hopefully, we're going to be talking to Sean D. Tucker and Mike Guillen about, what is it, Patrick?
The air show wave.
And we've been practicing this since we were little babies.
Little kids. I think so far the farthest we've gone is about 15 miles.
15 miles doing the air show wave.
Waving to the fans, people.
To the fans. And the story behind that is, and Matt Jolly knows this one, and Chris Henry, also from Warbird Radio, came down. We did a little formation flying. Came in and landed, and there was nobody here at Marine.
No.
None.
Nobody.
There's always people here at Marine. So Patrick and I created our own show line.
Yes, we did.
By waving to every Tom, Dick, and Harry on the way.
I only think there was one person here, though. They were at the office, I think.
I think we did have somebody.
We did have one person. I think they said they're never coming back. I don't know. I hope not.
They were a little embarrassed.
They were embarrassed.
But you guys have to...
I think we chased them.
Yeah.
We did chase them for a mile.
We did. We chased them.
That's okay. It's okay.
Yes, everybody was embarrassed. But, folks, you got to check us out in person. This group's a lot of fun to hang out with. And once again, we're sending out the invite to come to Marine Air Park, I-73 in Dayton, Ohio, whenever you can. Join us down here. Get a hold of Matt. He'll get a hold of us. We can set something up. Have you out here. Let you be a part of the crowd. Meet some interesting people. Come on out to Moraine.
Definitely. Come out to Moraine. Great time. Like Mike was saying, I do like the raffle idea for the jacket. Folks, if you want, definitely post some pictures. Go on to warbirdradio.com. Post some pictures of your flying jacket. If you've had some custom patches done, if you've had a custom painting, let's see what you got. Them out there.
And also give us any questions, comments, concerns, or criticism on how our show is going, and we'll get to those questions and we will answer them on future shows.
Because next week I think we're going to talk about cutting your grass, riding more, or push more, right? That's one of the topics we're going to go over, right?
I guess.
Hey, anything goes.
Just dump Avgas on it and let the dang thing die.
The grass?
The grass.
Or the mower.
Well, you got...
Because I don't want to waste a mower. That's just crazy talk right there.
Well, folks, ladies,
hey, we've had a great night. Mike, had fun. Andy, always a pleasure.
No problem.
From Moraine Air Park, Warbird Radio, Hangar Talk, I'm Patrick Hilt.
I'm Mike Buzzard Hartman.
Andy, go ahead and sign us off.
And he's
going to... Goodbye.
Goodbye. Have a great night, folks.
This is Hartman and Hilt on Warbird Radio.
Let's talk about the new mosquito.
Okay.
The new mosquito that's actually flying?
Yes.
I only saw a little bit about it, but I'm not sure what it is. It's a twin engine, isn't it?
It's in Virginia.
Yes.
Twin engine?
Yes.
It looks like a P-38 almost, doesn't it?
No.
No.
You ready?
Sure.
This is Warbird Radio.
I've always wanted to have a huge package.